The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Matos and Maaseh. And Parshas Matos by Sheni.
Perek Lamed Aleph.
Posuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor. Hashem said to Moshe, saying, V'kem nikmas b'nei Yisrael v'esa midjoni. Take revenge from the midjoni. Achar te'osef el amechor. Afterwards you will be gathered up to your nation. A few weeks ago we learned in Parshas Bolok, which Bolok, who was the king of Moab, went to take counsel from Midjan on how to make war against Israel. And they got involved with Bilam. Bilam tried to curse Klal Israel, and he was unsuccessful. And then he advised them that Midian should send over their daughters and let the daughters seduce the Bnei Israel and bring them into idolatry. And this way, they will lose favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch, which will weaken them spiritually, and then you'll be able to conquer them. And then came the Maisa of Pinchas and Zimri. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to become Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Esa Midjonim. Go and take revenge from the Midjonim, because they did such a thing. Vayidaber Moshe l'om le'mor heicholzu mi'itchem anoshim la'tzovav v'yu al Midjon l'oseis Nikmas Hashem b'Midjon. So Moshe went and he organized armies that they should go to war against Midian. A little further, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, after Klal Yisrael came back successfully from the war, with all types of captives and all types of loot, by Yetzu Meshe Velozer HaKoyin V'chol Nesiva Edeli Krosom El Michutz L'machane, Meshe Velozer the Koyin went meet the princes of the congregation. And Moshe became angry on all of the generals, and the heads, the heads of the thousands and the heads of the hundreds, that were coming back from the war. Why did he become angry? He said, because you have let live all of the females. They killed the males, but they brought back captives the females. Hein heino hoyu livnei Israel bidvar bilam. Limso mal b'ashem al dvar por v'atiyah mageva badas Hashem. It was these women that were used. These were the tools that were used for Bilam's plot in order to ensnare all of Israel, to get them to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come and to serve idolatry. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a plague on Klal Yisrael, and so many were killed. So how did you leave them live? V'ato hirgu kol zocha batova cholishi yedas isho l'mishkav zocha haregu. So therefore, Moshe said, gave instructions what should be done with them. A little further, Apostle Chof Aleph, v'yim elozer ha-kein el anshi ha-tsova aboim la-milchova. Elozer the Kain told all of the soldiers who came back from the war, Zeshku Kasatera, Ashetziva Hashem Es Meshe, these are the laws of the Torah in regards to everything that you're bringing back with you. They brought back all types of booty, gold, silver, copper. Not all of it was kosher, because it was used by Goyim, so it had to be kashered. And not all of it was tohor, it was tomei, it was impure. And tefillas kelim, it had to be tabled. So aches hazov, ves hakesev, ves hanecheshes, ves habarzel, abdil, ves haiferes. Moses started to instruct the people in how to kasher, and how to make the proper preparations on all of the utensils that they had captured. The question is asked here, why did Elozer instruct the people? Why not Moshe? Moshe was the head of the nation. See? So why Elozer? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Psochim, Perakel Dvorim, and Daf Samach Vokal Beis, Reish Lokish Oman, Kol Odom Shekes, any person who becomes angry, Im Chocham Hu Chochmose Mistalekes Mimenu, if he's a wise person, then he will lose his wisdom. Im Novi Hu, if he's a prophet, Nivuase Mistalekes Mimenu, then he will lose his prophecy. Im Chocham Hu Chochmose Mistalekes Mimenu, if he's a wise person, he'll lose his wisdom. How do we know that? From Mimesha, from Mesha. It brings from Arab Sukkim. See, because it says, Vayikzev Mesha al Tudeachel, Mesha became angry at the soldiers because they brought back all the females, they didn't kill them. Uksiv, and afterwards it states, Vayom Elozer HaKain al Anshe HaTzova HaBoim LaMilchama, it says that Elozer the Kain, he was the one who started to instruct the people in the Chukas HaTeira HaShetziva Es Mesha, in the laws of the Torah, which Mesha had commanded. Michlau, from here we hear the Meisha I Ale Mine, that these halachos were temporarily forgotten from Meisha. Now Meisha was the one who gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who taught Torah. He taught the laws of this Torah. The fact is, when the laws are taught, it states, these are the laws of the Torah which Hashem commanded to Moshe. So he was giving over these laws in the name of Moshe. And still, when it came to the halachas of kashrim, the kelim, the utensils, or tevelin the kelim, or purifying the kelim, the utensils, it became lost. It eluded itself from Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't remember all of the halachos to the point where he was no longer capable of giving this instruction. And he had to call Elozer. He said, Elozer, you teach the people. He says, I'm not clear on all of the details. So the Shlokish brings a proof from here that call Hakeis, whoever becomes angry, this is going, if he's a wise person, this is going to cause a temporary amnesia to his wisdom. If he's a prophet, then the prophecy will be lost from him. How do we know this? So this he brings from Melachim. Melachim Beis, Perigimel. Prosecute Dalit. Vayeme Elisha said, Chai Hashem, I take a shfu, an oath by Hashem Tzavok, Isha Sheromadeti Lefono, Ki lule penei Yeshofet Melech Yehuda Ani Nese, Ima Bite Lecho Imereko. Elisha became very angry. He became very angry at Jehoram. And he told Yehoshaphat that he's very, very angry because Jehoram did something wrong. And then the next pasuk states, Ba'ato kehuli menagin. Elisha said, bring to me a menagin, someone who can sing and play beautifully. V'hoye kenagin ha-menagin v'ati alov yad Hashem. And he'll play for me and sing for me. And while he does that, then the Yad Hashem, the Shechina, will come to me. So the Gemara says, what did he need this for? Omer Emoni Bar Patish? No, excuse me. What did he need this for? Mechlal, that the Shechina, the prophecy, had gone away from him. So he had to call a menagin, he had to call someone who could sing and play well in order to bring back to him the Shechina. did he lose the Shekhinah? Why did he lose the prophecy? Because he became angry. So this is the Gemara's proof. Kol hakeis im novi hu, if he's a prophet, nivuosim istalekesim imenu, that the prophecy will be lost from him. Then the Gemara goes one step further. Omar Moni Bar Patish Kol Shekeis Afilu Peiskin Olam Gdula Min Hashamayim Meirin. Someone who becomes angry, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned to give this person a very great honor, a very great Gedula, it'll be lost from him. Min Olam Eliyov Shnemar Vayichar Af Eliyov BeDavid Vayem Alom Azeh Yoradeto. Eliyahu became angry at David. David came down to the war with the Plishtim. This was when he was going to fight against Goliath. So he became very angry, Eliyahu and David. And he said, why did you leave the sheep and why did you come down? It's only because you wanted to see the war. You wanted to see all the action. He became angry. When Shmuel went to look for a new king and to anoint a new king, by each one that Shmuel wanted to anoint, it states, this is not the one that Hashem had chosen. When it came to Eloiv, so Hashem told Shmuel, do not look at his beautiful looks and do not become impressed by his great height, because I have despised him. Now, by all of the others that Shmuel wanted to anoint to become the king, it states, Le-bohar, le-bizeh bohar Hashem. Hashem told him, I have not chosen this one. But when it came to Eliyahu, he didn't say, I have not chosen him. He said, do not become impressed with his looks, do not become impressed with his great height, because I have despised him. So from here we can infer that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu had loved him, and he was chosen to become the king, but now he has despised him. And why? Because he became angry. So Ramoni Bar Patish brings a proof from here to a third, that Kol HaPeiskim Olov Gedula Min HaShamayim, someone who was set aside to receive a great honor from heaven, and here he was set aside to become a king, in Kreas Gedula Mistalekes Bimena, that if he becomes angry, then he'll lose that Gedula. Rashi adds to this. Rashi on this pasuk, where it states that Elozer had to take over from Moshe, Rashi brings, Lefisha bo Meisha lechlal kas, bo lechlal tov. Because Meisha became angry, so therefore he erred. Nishnalmu mimenu hal ilchus geulei nochrim. Became forgotten to him all of the laws of how to make proper the utensils of goyim. And he brings that in three places in the Torah, Meisha became angry. Three places. And in all three places where he became angry, he forgot the halachos. This is one, Zuchot, V'chein atameitze b'shmini l'meluim, on the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, which when all the festivities took place, because for the first 7 days the Mishkan was erected, and then it was taken down, assembled and deassembled every day. But on the eighth day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the Mishkan was assembled and it was left that way. There were great festivities. And a tragedy took place that day. See, that was the tragedy of the sons of Aaron. And Moshe came in, and he wasn't happy the way Aaron had conducted himself in regards to one of the korbanos. regards to one of the sacrifices. So instead of merely holding his temper and inquiring why, he became angry. And he said, why? And in the end, it came out that when Aaron answered why he did this, Moshe said, you did right. Now, why was it that Aaron knew and Moshe didn't know? Because Moshe had became angry. He had forgotten at that time that caused him to forget his own Torah. That's the second place. A third place was recently we had in Parshas Chukos, Shimuno Hameri Bayaches Asela Al Yedei HaKas Tohu. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to gather the entire nation and go to the rock and speak to the rock, and Moshe, when he gathered up all the people, they started to bother him, they started to put pressure on him. They said, where is the water? We have no water. Now you're going to get water from Iraq and so forth and so on. And Moshe became angry. He said, after all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and after all you've seen in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, and in the desert, and still you do not believe, this is all the Shem Shemayim, this was all for the sake of heaven. Shimun HaMeirim, he says, listen to me, you rebellious people. And then Moshe struck the rock. But why did he strike the rock? Okay. He was supposed to speak to the rock. So Rashi says, Boli de kas, boli de tos. He became angry, he erred in the tzivui. And it was from that chait that the fate was sealed on Moshe Rabbeinu of his greatest ambition to go enter into Eretz Yisrael. Now all of these places where Moshe became angry, this was all the Shem Shemayim. He wasn't becoming angry on his personal honor. We see to the contrary. We see that when his personal honor was challenged, it didn't bother him at all. Where do we see that? By Miriam. Miriam went and spoke to Aaron. They said Loshon Hara against him. They said that, who does Moshe think he is? Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to all of the prophets and all of the people. And all of the people he instructed that they should separate themselves from their wives 3 days before the giving of the Torah. And after the giving of the Torah, he told all of the people, Shuvu lachem lo'aleichem, go return to your houses, return to your wives. And Moshe didn't return to Sipora. Does he think that he heard the Torah and we did not hear? So they were challenging Moshe personally. Does he think that he is on a greater level than we are? And there the Torah writes immediately, Umeisha onof miyayim, mikol odom apnei adama. That Moshe was the humblest person in the entire earth. What does it write that? Therefore, to testify that this didn't bother Moshe at all. That they spoke against him personally. Didn't bother him in the least. But here he became angry in these three places. Because they went against the Tzivu Yashem. They went against the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sreires HaMidyonim. Go and take revenge against all of the Midyonim. And wipe them out. Because they caused this great downfall by Klal Yisrael. So by Yiksev Moshe HaPikudei Achoel, Moshe became very angry. You didn't fulfill the Dvar Hashem. You didn't fulfill the command. The same thing when he came into the Mishkan and he saw that the korban, the sacrifice, was not dealt with properly. So he became angry. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah satera. The same thing, he became angry at the people because they weren't believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were insulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, how? He's going to bring us water. So he didn't become angry because of his own korban, his own honor. Only became angry because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. Still we see Boli de Kas, Boli de Tos. Became angry, then he forgot Torah. Kol mi shekoyes im chochom hu nistalekes chochmosu mimen. Chochom, his chochma will be lost. Im novi hu, if he's a novi, nistalekes nuvosu mimen. Then his nevuah, his prophecy will be lost. By Elisha, by Elisha also. He became angry because there was a whole episode of Avodah Zarah and idolatry. This is how the Gemara explains this. Now from here we see that anger is diametrically opposed to Torah. Is diametrically opposed to the chokmah, to wisdom, the wisdom of the Torah. That's one very important point, which we'll come back to. How far does a person have to go to watch his anger, to guard his temper? This we have a source for in the Rambam. If you see that anger, when we're dealing with anger, it's different than all of the other qualities, all of the other character traits. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos. Perek Beis, after the Rambam goes through a very elaborate introduction to instruct us that a person must always look for the middle path, he must not go too extremely to the right or too extremely to the left. That's not Midas HaTorah. But the way of Torah is always the middle path. The Memutza, the Beinoni. He says a person shouldn't squander his money, he shouldn't be too tight-fisted. He shouldn't be depressed and sad. On the other hand, he shouldn't be always light-headed and folly. See? So forth, it goes through all of the midas. Then the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, says there are two exceptions to this. There are some qualities that a person is forbidden to walk the middle path. But he should go to the ultimate extremity. One of those. One is gevaleiv, arrogance. When it comes to arrogance and humility, a person is not allowed to walk the middle path. Because we see that the Torah praised Moshe Rabbeinu that he was onof mi'od, that he was very, very humble. And we just said it's not good to be very, very much of any quality. Right. All right, that's one. And then he explains, but that's not our subject this evening. And then he said the other is v'chein akas, anger. Mida rohi ad l'me'od. Anger is a quality which is raw, which is bad, which is evil, ad l'me'ed, to the ultimate extreme. V'roi l'odem shisrachek mimeno ad hakzeh ha'acher. And it's befitting for a person to be misrachek, to further himself from anger until the opposite extreme. V'yelamar yelamed atzmei shele yichais v'afil ladove sheroi lichais. A person should discipline himself and should teach himself, should routine himself, not to anger, not over things that is not worthy to anger over. That's a fool. A fool only angers over things that's not worthy to anger over. That's not what we're speaking about. But he must teach himself not to anger even over things which are worthy to anger. This is what the Rambam writes. See? In other words, not like we think, most people think, that you have to solve every kibble. So many, many things you just have to take in a matter of course. But there are certain things you cannot. Even what it is worthy to anger over, a person must teach himself not to anger over. And the truth of the matter is, the proof Rambam is the Gemara that we quoted. Because Moshe was becoming angry here, not because someone just didn't listen to him. Moshe was becoming angry over very, very worthy things. You know, the people started to be kafir b'Hashem, they started to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why shouldn't Moshe become angry? When they went and they did not listen to the tzivui Hashem, to the mitzvahs Hashem, why shouldn't he become angry? It's his responsibility. And still we see that the Torah admonished him for it. Even on something which is really chesed, a person must not become angry. What happens though if it's his responsibility to see that something's done? See, like Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, a head of a household, he tells the people of his house not to do it and they don't listen. He tells them again and they don't listen. He tells them again and they don't listen. He knows the only way they're going to listen if he brings the roof down. And it's important. Otherwise, it's his responsibility. The Gemara says, that by a father, or a husband, or a head of a household, or anyone who's capable of stopping a wrongdoing and he doesn't do it, he's responsible. Or, for example, a head of a tzibur. A panis, a head of a tzibur, a leader. A leader of a community. It's his responsibility. So the Rambam says, even in such a case, where he must show anger, otherwise they won't take him seriously. He says, even then, he must only show the anger. He should show himself angry. But between he and himself, he should be very much in control and relaxed. Like a person who's acting. He has to be an actor. You take an actor who wants to act out an angry scene, so he acts out anger, but he's not angry. So he says, even when a person should never get angry, not only things that is not worthy to get angry for, but even things that are worthy to get angry, the Rambam says a person is not allowed to get angry. And what happens when he must get angry though? He must show anger? Then he says he must show anger. But he must not lose himself. He must not be angry. Omru chachomim arishenim, the early sages said, kol ha'keis ki le'evin avedis kachomim. Whoever gets angry is as if he commits idolatry. Be omru, and then he repeats our Gemara. Kol ha'keisim chocham hu chochmosa mistalek, kis mimenu, and so forth. He loses wisdom, he loses prophecy. Ubalekas ein chayehem chayim. As the Gemara says, someone who's a kas, who angers, his life is not a life. His life has no pleasantness in it. It's not a life, and not only that, he'll ruin himself. He'll ruin himself socially. People will stay away from him. He'll have big problems in human relationships. He'll ruin himself family-wise, like we see later on in the Gemara. He'll ruin himself emotionally. Health-wise, he'll ruin himself. Anger, the Gemara says, and modern medicine is finding these things out, anger brings all types of disease. All types of disease. L'fichot tzivul yisrachek min hakas ad shiyanik atzmoy shele yargish afilu ad lidvorim amachisim. Therefore, a person must further himself from anger until he can conduct himself to the point he has to train himself. The Rambam says, how do you do this? By constant practice. He must train himself to the point where he does not even react with anger to things which should anger him. Even things that should anger with him, he does not react with anger. Vizuhi haderech hatova. This is the good path, you know, when it comes to anger. And this is the derech hatzadikim. He says, this is the derech. This is the way of the righteous. Heinaluvin ve'einan olvin. They allow themselves to be insulted, and they do not. They don't allow themselves to be insulted. But if they are insulted, they don't answer back. They don't become angry and insult, throw insults back. They're silent. Oh, shamim cherposom ve'enem ishim. If someone comes and shames them, insults them, they're silent. Aisim avos mechem yisuri. Aisim me'avo. They work for Hashem with great love. And even in yisuri, even when things do not go their way, not the type when things go well, then it's fine. But when things don't go their way, when things don't go our way, we become angry. Now, smechim yisuri, even when things do not go their way, and they have great difficulties, many things stand up against them, they're smechim. They're still full of simcha. They rejoice. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that their strength is like that of the sun. His beloved ones are like the sun in its full strength. So from here we see a second point. How far one must remove himself from anger. Not like all other qualities where he must remove himself from the extremities and stay in the middle. But he must totally remove himself from the whole quality of anger. And even if it's necessary to show anger, then it must be superficial. You must show it superficially. But it not, must not be genuine anger. A third point. What are the ramifications? What are the consequences? What are the repercussions from anger? There's much to be said in this. We don't have the time. But we'll quote two Gemaras. One Gemara we'll just quote very briefly. Gemara says, in Nidorim Davchok Beis Omer Beis Omer Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni Omer Reb Yechanan Kol Hakeis Kol Minei Pronia Shel Gehenim Sholtim Bei. Whoever angers, all types of Pronias of Gehenna, all types of fierce elements from Gehenna will come and affect him. Then there's another Gemara. This Gemara is a little more elaborate. The Gemara, we've quoted this before. The Gemara is in Gittin Dav Vov Amud Beis. Davov Amud Beis, Omer Rav Chisda, Le'elam Al Yatil Odom Eime Yisere B'Seich Beisei. A person should be very careful that he should not put too much fear, cast too much fear into his house. Sharei Pilegish Begiva Hitel Aleho Bailo Eime Yisere. Because there's a classical case and what took place because of this. There was a pilegish begiva, and giva there was a pilegish, a concubine that belonged to a certain man. He was very, very, very strict with her, very domineering. And you see, Talal Bala Ema Yeseira, he cast a strong fear in her house, in his household. And because of this, came out a case, Shehipilu Kamer Avoves Misrael, that many 10,000s of Israel were killed because of this. What was the case? He became very angry with her, and she became scared, and she ran away. And she was afraid to return to the house that night. And because she was outside, so there were a few low elements from Binyamin that saw her wandering around. So they went and they abducted her and they molested her the entire night, and in the morning she was found dead. So this was one thing that his anger caused. This made him even more angry. He was a man with a fierce temper. So what he did, he took the body and cut the body up into 12 pieces. Wrapped each piece up and sent each one to the Sanhedrin, to the court, to the high court of each tribe. To show them, look what happened. This aroused the temper of all of the Bot Edin. How dare such a thing happen in Klal Yisrael? And he pointed the finger at Binyamin, that it happened for Binyamin. So they became very, very angry, and they insulted Binyamin, and they made tremendous demands. They wanted the murders. This made Binyamin angry, the way they came to them. And Binyamin said no. So they went to war. So it became an entire war between all of Israel and Binyamin. And tens of thousands were killed because of this. Then eventually, when they saw what happened, that a whole war came out of this because of Binyamin, they later on put Binyamin in Cheder. They made a Cheder and they said that we will not give our daughters to Binyamin. And eventually then the tribe of Binyamin started to diminish because they couldn't find wives. Finally, and rather than see the end of Binyamin, they had to be martyred and added, they had to permit marriages again. Actually, not too long from now is the 50th of Av. The Gemara says the 50th of Av was a very, very rejoiceful day, and one of the reasons given was because it was the time and the neder was, the vow was annulled in order that the tribes could intermarry with each other again. Now this all happened because of Eima Yisera, the Gemara says. Because of a person's fierce temper. And with a particular emphasis that a person must be very careful of a fierce temper within his household. Then the Gemara brings Omar of Yehuda Omarab Kolamatel Emi Yeserim Seif Beisei Seifu Boli De Shleish Aviris. A person who shows a fierce temper within his household, the end will be he'll come to the three cardinal Averis. Gilarais, because Domin Vachil Shabbos. He'll come to Gilarais, that's immorality and incest. Shvichas Domin, the shedding of blood, of innocent blood. We have here Chilul Shabbos. Now Chilul Shabbos is a little difficult because the first two have to do with the case of the concubine. But the Chilul Shabbos has nothing to do with it. Rabbi Hananel has a different girsa, Chil Hashem. You come to Chil Hashem, which works better in. Because from this episode came Gilorais, came immorality, Shvichas Domi, murder, and then Chil Hashem, a great Chil Hashem, where a civil war broke out in the Am Hashem, and they went up to kill each other. Omar Rabbe Babachano, Hodi Amri Rabbonin Shleshidvorim Zorachodim Leibe Besei Beser Ev Shabbos Im Chashecho. Rabbi Baba Chana says that this at the Rabbonin instructed, that Erev Shabbos. Now Erev Shabbos, there's pressure, tremendous pressure, because Shabbos is coming, there are things to get ready, you have to run out to shul. So the Chachomim said that Erev Shabbos, a person must instruct his household in three things. Yisartem, did you give Meiser? This was during the time when we couldn't eat without giving Meiser, or like in Eretz Yisrael, a tenth. Eraftem, did you? The Erev, all of the Erevin, are they proper? And Adlikwas Aner, and have you lit the candles? So he says this, that the Rabbonin instructed us, doesn't mean that the man should go through the house tearing through in a rage, yelling these things. But Sorech Limimrinhu Binichusa. He must say them he must instruct these things very quietly and very kindly. In order that they should be accepted, otherwise they won't be accepted. It's possible that, and in order that a churban should come out from it, like we see. Because if the people of the household are too afraid of him, so then they're liable to, they're afraid to say they didn't do it. So they're liable to say, even though they didn't do it, that they did it. Omar Avashi, Anole Shemile, Hodraba Babachana, Vekemaiti Misvora. Kyamtiyo Misvora. Ravashi said that this, that Rabbi Babachana taught that these three things must be said very pleasantly and kindly, said, I never heard that. But I did it on my own. I understood myself that this is how you should do it. So from here we see a third point. What can come from anger? The ultimate korbanos can come from anger. And the Gemara says that a person must be very, very careful, because Kama Revoves, many tens of thousands of Israel became destroyed because of a man who couldn't control his anger. And his boli day can bring a man to the Gili Yaraish Vihazdomim and Chil Hashem. Now on this first point, that we mentioned, that we see that anger is something which is contrary to chokhmah, to wisdom. This is another Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Ervin, an interesting Gemara, and if you give a lot of this, we know that there was Shammai and Hillel, two great, great sages that lived in the time of the Mishnah. Shammai and Hillel. Shammai were known as Kapdorim, and then there were their followers, the Talmidim, that became the Beis Shammai, the Beis HaMedrash of Shammai, and Beis Hillel, the Beis HaMedrash of Hillel, and these were the two Amudim, the two pillars of the Mishnah, of the structure of the Mishnah, the early times of the Mishnah. Shammai were known as Kapdonim. They were very, very strict when it came to the adherence of the Halacha. Very strict. And they were not flexible. And very, very disciplined. And very demanding. This was the Derech of Shammai. They demanded much from themselves and they demanded much from others. And they were very, very great in wisdom. Hillel was just the opposite. Hillel was very flexible. He was not so strict. Easygoing. Very patient. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos brings cases where they used to go into Shammai with all types of ridiculous questions, and they would take a stick and chase them out. They'd go to Hillel with all types of ridiculous shailas, even out of Shabbos when he was hurrying to get ready for Shabbos. And he would come out of the bath and he would talk with them, and they couldn't, they even would wage bets if they could get Hillel angry, and they were never able to get him angry. Now the Gemara says, now they had great differences of opinions. Many times they agreed, many, many times. They didn't always have differences, but there were many major machlekes, many major differences of opinions between Hillel and Shammai and their followers in Halacha. And the Mishnah is full of machlekes, and the Mishnah is full of disputes. And this caused great disputes in Israel, legal disputes, because of all of the followers of Beis Shammai and the followers of Hillel. So the Gemara wants to know who's right. Who's right? What Hillel says, or what Shammai said? Hillel aimrim halacha kemeisenu, halolo aimrim halacha kemeisenu, halolo aimrim halacha kemeisenu. These said that the halacha is like us, and the others said the halacha is like them. So who's right? Yotzes Baskol. So a Baskol, a voice from heaven came. Beomro elu veelu divre lekim chaim. Both are saying over the words of the living God. Cholila, to think that one is wrong. Whatever Shammai says is 100% right. Whatever Hillel says is 100% right. Elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim. Both are saying the words of the living God. But when it comes to doing it, you can only do one way. So the Baskol said, v'halocha kibesel. How should we do? We must do like Hillel. But not that Shammai is wrong. Right? They're both right. Both are the words of the living God. But we must conduct ourselves in these disputes like Hillel. So the Gemara asks, V'chimeyache she'elu ve'elu divi lekim chayim lipnei mazlochu beisil likvei halocha kemeisen. If one was wrong and one was right, so we know why the halocha is like one. But if they're both right, the answer is, V'nei she'nechin ba'aluvi hoyu. Because the quality of Hillel was that of kindness, of patience, non-abrasiveness, v'sheinin divrehem v'divrei be'shamai, and whenever they taught Torah, they didn't only teach their own opinion, they would always teach their opinion and the opinion of be'shamai, v'le'oid, and not only that, el'shamadim in divrei be'shamai l'divrehem. When they would teach Torah, not only would they teach also the opinion of be'shamai, but they would give priority. First they would teach the opinion of Beishama, and then they would teach their opinion. Like we learned in the States, if someone has a very, very small sukkah, and he can, it's not big enough for he and the table. Very small. So, most of the majority of him is in the sukkah. But the shulchan, the table, is out of the sukkah. What's the deal? What's the law? Shammai Paisli, Shammai says it's not good, Beisilu Makshirin, Beisilu says it is kosher. Omru Beisilu le Beishammai. So Beisilu said to Beishammai, this is all part of the Mishnah, Lekacho Yamaisho, isn't this the case, Shaholchu Zikne Beishammai Vizikne Beisilu Levakas Rebiachin Ben Acharenis, that the elders of Beishammai and the elders of Beisilu went to visit one sukkah, Rebiachin Ben Acharenis, Umatsu, Yoshev, Reshev, Rubri Sukkah, Shchom, Reshech, Abayis, and they saw that he was sitting in a very small sukkah, where he, the majority of he, was sitting in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. And the elders of Shammai didn't say anything to him. They accepted it. So the Beisilu wanted to bring this proof to Beishammai. Now when they told over this story, they said, Holchu Zikne Beishammai Vizikne Beisilu. They said the elders of Shammai and the elders of Beisilu went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Who did they say first? They first said the elders of Shammai. Why didn't they say first the elders of Hillel? See, it was the followers of Hillel that were saying this. So the Gemara says, the reason why the halacha is established like Beis Hillel is because they were pleasant, they were kind, they were non-abrasive, and when they taught not only their opinion, but the opinion of Shammai also. And not only did they teach the opinion of Shammai, but they even gave it priority. That's what the Gemara says. So we see here another source where anger, the quality of anger, of a non-flexibility, that is contrary to the quality of halacha. And the quality of patience, of not being abrasive, not being fierce-tempered, of erech apayim, that's a quality of the halacha. actually, we have this source also in Mishle. The Maral brings in this, the Siva Kas in Mishle. Yudalit states Erech HaPayim Rav Svuna. Someone who is a patient man does not become angry. Doesn't say he's a great man, it says Rav Svuna. He's a very wise man. Kotzer Ruach Meiri Mivelis. Tzar Ruach. Someone who's short-tempered, that's the quality of foolishness. What is the explanation in all of this? If we analyze this quality of anger, we'll see two elements in it. One is it's a response. It's a reaction. It's a quality reaction. When a person becomes angry, he's responding to something. Doesn't become angry out of the clear blue sky. Right? He's responding to something that's affecting him. He's reacting. And this reaction causes a sudden change, a sudden and radical change in his nature. This is one observation in the quality of anger. Second observation in the quality of anger is when we say a person becomes angry, he's losing control over himself. That's what we call it. We say he lost his temper. Well, what did he lose? Right. He's losing control over himself. He has lost control of himself. See, these are two observations we can make. Now, if we would monitor medically and emotionally what takes place in a person when he becomes angry, we would see that great trauma goes through the body, physically. A person becomes angry, tremendous trauma goes through. Sudden and radical and immediate changes go through the body. We can see it, first of all, he becomes red in the face. So we can even see it. Many times if he becomes so angry, he starts to tremble. He starts to stutter. But if you monitor it medically, there's changes in the blood pressure. There's changes in the heartbeat. There's changes in the adrenaline. There's changes in the hormones. The body is a very, very sophisticated machine. If it could be called a machine, it's more sophisticated than all of the machines that they've sent to the moon. And anger triggers off tremendous radical changes throughout the body biologically and emotionally. Just because we don't see them all or we cannot monitor them all, does not mean they do not exist. So the anger is a very, very sudden, and its anger is quick. See. At the drop of a hat, a person can become angry. It's a very sudden, radical change goes through him in a reaction, in a response. Well, first of all, there's a cloud. The Maral explains. In this world is built on cause and effect. Everything that takes place is a chain reaction of a cause and effect. There's always something causing it and always something affecting it.
in general, the physical elements are not causes, but in general, rather their effects. And the more physical, then the more element quality of effects they have, and the less quality of cause. For example, if you take the earth, which is the most physical, that doesn't cause anything. That's all effective. That waits for something to be affected in it. If you plant in it, it will grow. See, that's an effect of the cause. But that itself will not precipitate. That will not precipitate causes. The fact is, causes are always united, identified, or linked with that of the spiritual, of the spirit. It's the physical which basically is affected. It's not causative. Let me give you a little example. The ultimate causes of the physical world that we see are the energies of the sun and the rains. See, they're the ultimate causes. The rains come into the world and they set off an entire chain reaction of effects. Or the heat from the sun and the energy from the sun comes into the world and sets off an entire chain reaction of effects. Now both of these come from up high, see, which is already touching on the edges of the physical universe. It means because their source is close to the spiritual. The more physical something is, then the more it will be affected. That's why the physical elements are always subject to change, but spiritual elements are not. They are constant. Physical body always changes, but the spirit of the person is constant. True wisdom is constant. Wisdom is not subject to change. For example, I'll give you an example. A judge renders a decision. You cannot say that this decision should be based on the particular mood he's in that day. If he's in a good mood, he'll render such a decision. If he's in a bad mood, he'll render another decision. That's not chokhmah, then. That's not wisdom. If it's raining outside, it'll affect the decision one way. If it's hot outside, it'll affect it another way. That's not wisdom anymore. So all of this affects physical elements, but not spiritual elements. Spiritual elements are constant, and wisdom is constant. We don't always reach true wisdom, but the wisdom itself is always constant. Now, according to that, then the anger, the quality of anger, is something which is very physical, because it's one of the most radical changes and the most, in the quickest change that takes place in the body. In one instant, a man can be transformed into something that was relaxed and complete control, into an angry first person that does not have control over himself, that triggers off a whole series of biological and emotional changes that go through the body. This is physical. So, Fimir, we understand that the quality of anger is a quality which is very physical and not linked to the spiritual. That's one observation. In regards to the second observation that we mentioned, that we say when a person becomes angry, he lost control, he lost his temper, what did he lose? It's very simple. The seichel, the wisdom, does not become angry, because the wisdom does not undergo radical changes, as we mentioned. Wisdom is constant. When a person becomes angry, his wisdom has lost control of the physical man. Man is created in the way that his seichel, his wisdom, governs him. See? For example, if you have a a medina, a country, a state. There's a governor. If the governor is in power, then everything is in order. What happens when the governor loses power? Then there's upheaval, there's anarchy. Man was created where the seichel, his mind, and the spirit are the rulers. They must rule him. When a man becomes angry, he's losing control. Who's losing control? What do you mean he's losing control of himself? Who's he? Who's himself? His spirit and his mind has lost control of the other elements of man. That's what happened. He lost his head, we said. That's exactly the description. His spirit and his mind has lost control of himself. If that's lost control, so there's anarchy now. The physical elements of the body go their own way. So there's radical change. There's radical upheaval. And this is the situation that man finds himself in. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei. He says, Tev erech apai mi gibor umeishel beruach ruchei melekeid ir. Someone who holds his anger, then he's stronger than the strongest man. And someone who rules over himself is stronger than he who captures a city. This is exactly what we're saying. You capture a city and you control it, you're in control. If you control yourself, then you're the same as the governor of the city, and you're greater. Because he who controls a city is only controlling a physical city. But he who controls himself is controlling man that's made up of the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. He who controls his anger is greater, is stronger than the greatest person. The one who is weak cannot control himself. So then what is the anger? That the seichel in the spirit has lost control. And now the body has taken place. The body has taken over. Now, we'll go one step further. This is a very deep concept. So we'll go one step further. The physical world itself is not a perfect order. Why? Because as we mentioned, something that's physical is constantly affected. So therefore it cannot be in perfect order. For example, you take the physical body. If it's hot, it's affected one way. If it's a cold day, it's affected the other way. If it's a rainy day, it's affected the other way. See? So since it's constantly being affected, it's moved about from one situation to another. And that's why we say that the physical world always undergoes change, constant change. But the mind of man, the wisdom of man, wisdom represents perfect order. Why? Because that's the essence of wisdom. The essence of wisdom is to enlighten and to create perfection. This is what wisdom is. So therefore, wisdom represents perfect order. We don't always reach this wisdom. Therefore, things are not always in order. But when we reach this wisdom, so then this the whole purpose of wisdom is to give us a light of perfect order. Now, the halacha is the perfection of perfect order. What is the halacha? Gemara says the halacha is the perfection of the debates of the wisdom of the Gemara. That's the perfect order. The fact is, the Gemara says that the word halacha comes from the word halicho. See, they're interchangeable. To walk. Because the halacha directs the person how to walk. And when a person walks, he walks straight. Halacha is yesher. Torah is yosher. Torah is straight. Torah must always be in the middle. Why? Because that's the perfect order. Because if anything deviates to the right, that's already an extremity. Extremity is not a perfect order. If anything deviates to the left, that's an extremity. That's not perfect order. That's why it states, Toras Hashem Yishori. Toras Hashem Tamimo. Pekudei Hashem Yishori. They are perfect, they are upright. That's why Torah must always be perfect. The halacha is the exact perfection. Therefore, Beis Hillel, that were constantly in control of themselves, they were relaxed. Erech HaPayim. They showed that their minds always controlled their physical reactions. Always controlled their physical reactions. When they tried to anger Hillel, they weren't able to. His mind was so strong that never did he lose control of any physical element of the body. If that's the case, so then they were very close to the halacha. They were very close to Torah and halacha. Therefore, from them came the halacha. But Shammai, that were kabdonim, even though they were great in Torah, but they were kabdonim. They reacted, they responded. There was change in them, radical change. They showed that it was not their wisdom, their minds that constantly controlled themselves. So then they were not that close to the halacha. That's why the Gemara says, why was the halacha established like Beis Hillel? Since they were both so great, because of this quality. And so is it that whoever becomes angry, if he's wise, he'll lose temporarily that wisdom. If he's a prophet, he'll lose that nevuah. Because the wisdom and the prophecy that's coming from the mind over the body, that's coming from the wisdom over the body, that's coming from the spirit over the body. And anger is just the contrary. See? Anger is where the body goes over the mind. The body governs the spirit. And that's why we see such quick radical changes. See, change is the opposite, is the contrary when things are in perfect order. If something's in perfect order, you cannot have radical, extreme movements from one side to the other. So this is the quality of the body. See, it's quality of the physical element of man, but not of the spiritual element of man. Therefore, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the great Baal Teira, the great Baal Chochmo, brought Torah into the world. And even though it was fit for him to become angry, because he was become angry, didn't have to do with him, it had to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But had he become angry, like the Rambam says, he should have merely shown anger, but not actually been angry, then that would have been good. He was in complete control of the situation. His spirit ruled, his mind ruled. Everything was in perfect order, except he showed anger. But by Yiksef Meisha, Meisha actually became angry. There was the reaction there of anger. So what was this now? This was a physical reaction. If it's a physical reaction, this means that at that instant, in Meisha's particular level, at that instant, the body ruled the mind. The body ruled the seichel. This means he was removed from Madregas HaSeichel, from the level of the seichel. If he was removed from the level of the seichel, then he lost that level of the halacha which he was accustomed to. When it came to teach the halachas of Geulei Nochrim, of what to do with the utensils, he told the Lozer, you better teach, because I'm not seeing it as clear as I would like to see it. Mikan, from here we see that Kol Mi Shekales Bo Bechal Tovus, someone who angers, he comes to error. Im Chocham Hu Mistalek Es Chochmoseh Himen. If he's a Chocham, he will lose his Chochmah. These are a few observations into this quality of anger, which is very, very important for all of us, because everyone is affected by it, all of the time. And we see these three points. That firstly, that the quality of anger is a quality which is contrary to Torah and Halacha. Because Torah and Halacha is straight. And that's Midas HaSeichel. While anger throws a person into a tantrum, throws a person into radical changes, which is just opposite, okay, of the quality of the seichel. The second point, that how far a person must further himself from this, and the Rambam says that even though on every quality we must not go to an extreme, except two exceptions, and one is anger. He says a person must never anger even over what's worthy to be angered. He has to show anger, then he must only show it. But never lose himself. Never lose control. Once he loses control, even for an instant, then no longer is he the leikeid ir. No longer is he the teiver achatai. Then no longer is he ruling himself. But the physical entity is ruling man. And the third point here is the tremendous consequences that can come from the quality of anger. Like the Gemara brings by Pilegish Megibo, that it can bring to Kilarayesh, Vihazdomim, and Chilashem. Those are the ultimate haveris that a person comes to when he totally loses control, when the spirit and the mind totally loses control of man. So this is what we learn from this particular point in the Sedra. And we should be zecha to become the Tev Erech HaPayim, the Tev Erech HaPayim Migibor, that we should be zeicher to conquer our anger and learn how to control ourselves, and then we reap the brochas of the Erech HaPayim of those who are patient and kind.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.